Dear friends, today we're going to talk about a cosmic subject, a cosmic theme, which apparently has nothing to do with us, but as the great master Ernest Trismegistus says, as above, so below. If we begin to understand the mysteries of the universe, we can also understand the mysteries of the human being. And as the Temple of Delphi also says, man, know yourself and you will know the universe and its gods. This means that the universe is in close relationship with the human being. It is therefore worth talking a little about the universe, the laws which govern it, the way in which it is constituted, because this gives us an idea of the way in which our psychological universe must be constituted and formed. We call the universe macrocosm and microcosm. This is what we call the small universe, that is the human being. So the universe has infinite worlds, suns, comets, lots of interesting things that make up what this universe is. This universe in which we live, move, and have our being is made up of galaxies. The galaxies are a set of various and very numerous stars which revolve around a gravitational center, which is an enormous sun, a gigantic sun, which is the central sun of the whole universe. If we remember the words of Albert Einstein when he told us that the universe had a limit and was curved, Albert Einstein really stuck to what the reality of the universe is. It has a limit. It is curved, and it has a gravitational center. This gravitational center is a huge sun called the central sun. Around this central sun, all the galaxies of the universe revolve. There are many galaxies in the universe, and these galaxies are subject to the law of Triamashi Kamma. That is to say, the law of three. The three are the positive, negative, and neutral forces expressed in centripetal and neutral forces. And those forces make up the entire galaxy. The central sun is esoterically called Sulu Sigi Sig. Around it, many galaxies travel, rotate, around 50 million suns, and among these galaxies is ours. Here we are in a tiny grain of sand on the big beach of what our galaxy is. The galaxy we live in is called the Milky Way, and there are many neighboring galaxies to ours. The Andromeda Galaxy, the Small Magellanic Cloud, and the Large Magellanic Cloud, and others. Well, one of them is our Milky Way, but not again. Before reaching our solar system, there is still a cosmic unity in this order of world, the constellations. Constellations are that group of stars that always go together, for whatever reason. What keeps them together? A gravitational center, of course. That is to say, most of the time, a star, a sun, larger than those which make up this constellation. There is the constellation of Aries, that of Taurus, that of Gemini, the 12 zodiac signs, come from 12 constellations which influence our solar system. The constellation in which we live is called the Pleiades. It is very interesting to see how for a long time the constellation of the Pleiades, which is apparently smaller than others, like the constellation of the Great Bear, we see that at first glance it is very large, but why did our Mayan ancestor, the Aztecs, the Hebrews, the Syrians, the Babylonians, and many other peoples always consider the Pleiades so important? Well, what happens is that the Pleiades is the constellation that corresponds to us. The Pleiades constellation, or clusters, is a set of seven suns, and the seventh is ours. That is to say that as a solar system, we revolve around the central sun of the Pleiades constellation, which is called Alcyone. See how the worlds are constituted how the universe is formed. The universe is made up of galaxies, galaxies of constellations, and constellations have their own solar systems. The last sun to orbit Alcyone, which is the central sun of the Pleiades, is our sun, called Ors. And our sun, Ors, is the center of gravity of our solar system. See that the solar system is like a family made up of its members, which will be the planets. It is our solar system. For a long time, for decades, in Gnosis, it was stated that there were not only 9 planets. It turns out that there are 3 more planets that we have been commenting on for many years in Gnosis, which are called Vulcan, Persephone, and Clarion in the Gnosis knowledge. Now, scientists have discovered 3 planets beyond Pluto. They gave them their names, but for a long time it was said in Gnosis that there were 3 other planets. And there was a 14th planet between Mars and Jupiter. Now, in this asteroid belt that rotates between Mars and Jupiter, they discovered a very large asteroid, which was classified as a dwarf planet. They can reconstruct what esotericism affirmed thousands of years ago, that there were 14th planets. We also count the Sun as a planet, as a cosmic unit. There are 14 cosmic units or planets, but there were 14th. The yellow planet was destroyed, which existed between Mars and Jupiter, and now we have 4 cosmic units called dwarf planets, which we call, again, beyond Pluto. We call them Vulcan, Persephone, and Charon. And with Pluto, well, we have 4 dwarf planets. This is what makes up our family, which is called our solar system. There, in this family, we live. But that's not how we want to talk to you about. Not just how the universe, galaxy, constellations are organized. What we should learn from them, because there is order in the universe. The Greek word cosmos literally means order, because there is order in this universe. The planets rotate in previously mathematically calculated orbits, and the solar system has suns that revolve around their constellations. And these constellations revolve around the sun, central sun Sirius for our galaxy. So, here comes intelligence, order. We can't deny it. If there was no intelligence on the planets, on their orbits, they would collide in a disorderly manner from all sides, because there would be no order. The very clash of worlds coming into existence is mathematically predicted or calculated, because when they come together with the force of love to form a new planetary mass. So, everything is previously calculated by this superior intelligence. There are higher intelligences governing the entire universe. We can call them angels, or masters, or beings of light, or gods, as the Aztecs or Mayans would call them. These higher intelligences are those which organize the entire universe. But let's focus on our solar system, and obviously, the solar systems with these planets that exist between them is the Earth. Here we lie. Here we live. Here we have our being in this wonderful world. But this Earth has a regent. Do not think that it is a planetary mass which is in the space traveling without order. No. The planet has a planetary genius or ruler, a leader, an angel, or a master who governs it. These masters have been cited by many traditions in the world. In the Bible, we read it as Melchizedek. He is the genius of Earth, the ruler who governs for planet Earth, or world, the great Melchizedek, the genius of the world. He normally lives in the center of Earth, because the center of the Earth is not magma, as some still think. This is already a medieval way of thinking, because scientists have now developed new theories that the Earth is hollow, that the center is not a magma chamber as previously thought. So where does the magma in volcanoes come from? Or scientists say there are magma chambers inside the Earth, but not properly in the center. In any case, it turns out that Noah lives, Melchizedek lives, but in the fourth dimension. The master Melchizedek, the genius of the world, he is the ruler of this planet. If one day you go out into the astral body consciously and want to go to Venus, you must ask the master Melchizedek for permission to enter, to leave the planet Earth, and you must ask the ruler of Venus for permission to enter into his planet. This is how things are done, or how they should be done. You don't enter a temple, no matter what religion. You don't enter through the window. You enter through the wall, through the door. Of course, this requires some permission. You must go in order. You will pray. Likewise, it is to go to another world. Then, these masters are those who govern it, and therefore, we must ask their permission when we want to go to another planet. Like the ruler of the Earth, the master Melchizedek. Well, this is about Earth. But the Moon is also a very interesting cosmic unit, because it is a natural satellite of the Earth. The Moon was an ancient planet. In fact, the soul of the Moon is reincarnated on Earth. Each planet also has a soul principle. Its soul, the soul which was on the Moon millions of years ago, is reincarnated on another planet, which is the Earth. And now the Moon, like a grieving mother, follows her daughter, the Earth, into infinite space. If the Moon had life, it had seas, it had oceans, it had its 7 human race that each world must produce or create. If the Moon had it, now it is dead. The influence of the Moon. The Moon influences many things on us, and it also has an intelligent principle. Even if it was a cosmic unit, which was a planet already dead, because continues to govern us. It continues to revolve around the Earth. There are still mathematical calculations, and it is therefore also governed by a master. This master is Master Gabriel, the famous biblical angel Gabriel. This angel Gabriel is the ruler of the Moon. And this precious angel is in charge of its birds, because the Moon rules birds. This is why it was he and no other angel who went to mention the Virgin Mary of the Annunciation, that the Master Jesus Christ was coming. It was the angel Gabriel and not another, because it is the one that corresponds to birds. The Moon governs the birds of all species, and its influence is definitive for business and activities. This is why it is convenient that in a crescent Moon activities are started, because in a crescent everything tends to grow. That is why ancient farmers sowed in decline or in the waning Moon and harvest in the waxing Moon, when the sap tends to be in the trunk. This system allows the wood to last a long time. In the waning Moon, everything tends to decline, to fail in business. but in plant, the sap must go to the roots, and the forces of nature are concentrated in the seed. Now we are very modern people. We don't remember all that anymore. But at the other times we had this knowledge, and that's why the woods lasted for centuries, because they had this wisdom. Well, we should start business in crescent moon. At full moon is the maximum moon. It is very good for special practices, for meditation prior, because it is in its fullness, in waning. It's not practical to start a business because everything has to go down. This is why farmers planted during the waning moon stage, because everything was concentrated in the roots and the seeds. But business is not practical in this stage of the moon, and in the new moon everything we do tends to fail. It's a trend, you know? It's an influence that we can perfectly transcend, but that we can also take advantage of if we can schedule our special activities, because normally we can schedule them in the crescent moon, when it's going to be a deal. A particular special practice of a meditation, something that we have prepared at the full moon, that will be the best time. Well, here we have the influence of the moon. We already know a little about the family of our solar system. The moon has influence over imagination, subconscious and deep automatism, reproduction of species, travels, manual arts, practical arts, business related to liquid products, etc. All right. Well, here we go. Here we see a chart with the dates of the week. The current days of the week, the authentic days of the week, and the planet that influence over that day, that very day. So we have nowadays the Monday as the day in which we start the week. But the real, that's a real day, influenced by the moon. And this corresponds to the current Sunday. The following planet is Mercury. So Mercury is related to Wednesday. The real Wednesday is our current Monday. After that come the planet Venus, which rule over the Friday. The Friday is the third day of the week. Our current day is Tuesday. The next planet is the Sun. It governs, of course, the Sunday, our current Wednesday. After that comes Mars, which governs or has some influence over Tuesday, our current Thursday. Then comes Jupiter, and its planet is, of course, Thursday, our current Friday. And last but not least is we have Saturn, which has influence over Saturday, and Saturday is the only day of the week that is correct. Alright, well, we have seen the moon. Now we have Mercury. The planet Mercury, the first Mercury, let us remember that in mythology it is put with some wings on its feet. The famous caduceus of Mercury that they put on the doctors, for example. Mercury is governed by the archangel Raphael. Our ancestors were not so wrong, because the planet Mercury is ruled by Master Raphael, and Master Raphael, with the influence of Mercury, governs, what do you think? Medicine, healings, governs the mind, journalism, advocacy, all these things are linked to Master Raphael. Master Raphael can heal our illnesses if we call him, if we invoke him, preferably on a real Wednesday. A real Wednesday, because the days have changed. Saturday is the only day that has not changed. Then Sunday is a real Monday, and Monday is a real Wednesday. And Wednesday is ruled by Mercury. And that day is the best day to call Master Raphael to ask for help with some healing. He can cure us of any illness, but especially mental illnesses. He's a specialist in mental illnesses, Master Raphael. We recommend that when a person is sick, every day he sits in front of a table, puts a glass of water to drink, and relaxes his body and mind for half an hour and calls within this state, mentally invoke Master Raphael to place the medicine he or she needs in the glass of water, and then at the end of the practice of concentration or prayer, he or she drinks this water with great faith. Do this every day until you are healed. Not once, half an hour concentrating on this glass, calling, invoking Master Raphael with great faith. We can do it. Mercury governs reason and rationalism, legal trials, civil affairs, law, science, everything that has to do with intellect, medical science, and healings. Then we have Venus. The planet is Venus. Venus is the planet of love, beauty, art, the planet of family, courtship. Everything related to love will be linked to the planet Venus. Then we have Master Uriel or Anael. The planet Venus is ruled by this archangel. These are two names for the same angel. The angel Uriel or Anael is the ruler of the planet Venus, and this ruler governs all things related to love. Venus governs artistic, creative imagination, dramas, plays, comedies and tragedies, stage art, affectionate affairs, marital problems, fiancé questions, and he should do with the house and with the son, with the family. So, see how the planet is constituted, how its activities are shaped, how the universe has formed, how our solar system is constituted. Then we can start to understand the order. Then we have the sun. The sun is the gravitational center of our solar system, and we receive enormous influence from the sun. It is believed to be a ball of fire. Just as they previously thought that the core of the earth is a ball of fire. Still, many consider it as such. Their opinion is very respectable. We in the Gnosis say that the earth, the physical plane, is hollow. And some scientists also dare to launch this new theory according to which the Earth is not a magma chamber at its core. And so we also consider the Sun as a ball of fire. And some physicists, astronomers, who suddenly start thinking, despite so much technology that we have, because there is something that cannot be explained, like the huge influence we have when we burn with the Sun. It doesn't look like fire, but rather looks a type of radiation. This is what some astrophysicists say, and their opinion is very interesting that some scientists also give about this. These astrophysicists also wonder why, as we, for example, in the middle of the day, begin to climb a mountain, the Everest for example, at 12 p.m. in the midday, because the higher we go, the colder it gets. If it was a fireball, or sun, shouldn't it be hotter the more we climb, the higher we go? It is supposed to be closer to the sun, aren't we? If we climb and jump toward the haze closer to the sun. In the middle of the day, why would we start to die of cold? Because when we go out into space, we record temperatures of 120 degrees, but not above zero, but below zero. That there should not be more heat as we get closer to the sun. So, there are theories that we have about the sun, that it is a ball of fire. Scientists also say that it is a collection of helium in an incandescent state. But if it were helium, and helium is a gas, it would not have the force of gravity to maintain all the planets in orbit. So, out of this, some scientists ask, they are just disqualified by the scientific community because they do not think the way they do. That is to say, the committee think, but some have dared to launch opinion of this nature, that the sun is not a ball of fire, and in Gnosis, the truth is that for many years we have affirmed that it is a living planet, that the sun is not a ball of fire. So where does its influence come from? Well, the radiation comes from the mines inside the sun as a planet. It has radium, plutonium, and many minerals inside. And this set of vibration that they thrown off, because it is so gigantic, so its radiation of its material of minerals are enormous. Remember that if we add all the masses of the planets, including Jupiter, which is enormous, if we put together the masses of all the planets, asteroids, etc., etc., the moons will occupy 1% of the total mass of the sun. That is to say, it is gigantic, huge. They travel through the infinite space, and atmospheres transform its radiation into light, heat, color, and even sound. So the sun is wonderful. In fact, a splendid humanity lives here in the sun, in the physics plane or dimension. It cannot fail like on Earth. That is to say, the humanity that is living in the sun cannot fail falling into degeneration as we here on Earth. In the sun, there are only masters, initiates, men and women inhabited. It is therefore very different from our planet Earth. The sun is ruled by Michael, the famous biblical archangel Michael. It is the ruler of the sun. The sun governs our health, life, fertility, and the kings, the dignitaries, business leaders, gentlemen in command, etc., etc. Even Rudolf Steiner was wrong about the sun. This great initiate said that if one went in a cosmic vessel towards the sun, he would find nothing because he was a group of masters supporting the entire solar system. In reality, Rudolf Steiner had a part of reason and a part of not reason. That what he was right about is that there are spiritual masters governing the universe. And these masters are concentrated precisely in the sun. There are the seven Shohans, the seven masters guide of the solar system. They are there in the sun. If one were ever to travel in the astral body towards the sun, one will have to ask for permission from Melchizedek to leave the earth, and one will have to ask for permission from Michael to enter into the sun. But one will have to have a lot of merit in one's heart so that it allows us to enter the planet sun to visit it. We could go to the center. There is an abyss. There are doors. There are guardians who qualify the aspirant and who allow him to enter, but only if he has enough merit in his heart. And there, at the center, the great master officiates in his sacred ceremonies. to support with them, with these sacred ceremonies, the entire solar system. But that's the spiritual part, what Rudolf Steiner said. But he said there was no physical sun. No. Really, here is the Great Master. The Great Master was wrong. In fact, the physical sun exists, but it is not a ball of fire. It is a gigantic planet. It has its atmosphere, even like the Earth, and this atmosphere also transforms the energy of the other planets. The sun sends its energy to the planets. Each planet receives the energy, and each planet gives it a shock, and this energy is sent back to the sun for maintenance. That is to say, the sun maintains the planets, and the planet maintains the sun. This is called the law of reciprocal nourishment, or the law of trogo auto, ego, kati, cosmic common. It is not necessary to learn the name, trogo auto ego kati, cosmic common. Knowing the law of reciprocal nourishment or supply, we are already referring to this law, which governs the worlds which are maintained together due to the electromagnetic emanation that it uses, then released for the economy of the universe itself. So the sun has its atmosphere. There are really places where you could die of cold. It has its North Pole and its South Pole. So there are places you can die of cold, like the North Pole in the sun, covered in ice, like those of planet Earth. This will, of course, amaze us. Maybe some of us will see this as a story, as a fantasy. If you want, take it like that. But in reality, we dare to say it is a planet. So don't be surprised, and some scientists already say that the sun is not a ball of fire. Of course, they have it as a theory because of their thoughts, calculations, because of their studies. But we say that if we really went out into the astral body and headed towards the sun, we will find a beautiful planet, an extraordinary planet, with its north and south poles, its jungle sun, its seas, its elemental life, etc. The sun has all the oceans, enormous oceans. If we emptied all the oceans of planet Earth to an ocean of the sun, it would be as if here on Earth we poured a glass of water into the sea. There are sea monsters and the diluvian monsters that we can meet there. There they exist in the oceans, in the seas of the sun. There is a rich mineral, plant, animal, and of course, human life. But humans who live in the sun are very prepared people. We are spiritual very far from these initiates who live in the sun. Innocent creatures of nature inhabit the sun as they do here on Earth. Don't think you'll find cities over there. Cities. You won't find them in the sun. Because cities are only for fools. That is, for those of us who are unbalanced. This will not occur to anyone when they are intelligent and aware of their conscience. They will not think of making cities. The houses stuck together. We are not exaggerating them. But in various places where we have given gnosis, we had a neighbor who sat by his wall listening to our lectures. He already knew the times and everything at home. Now he just moved his chair closer and listened in a very comfortable way to the lectures from home. So close are we to each other that we can give us that luxury. It's because they're so close and it's so artificial, brushing against each other, someone plays their music and annoys 7 or 8 or 9 neighbors. There is no order. There are not enough plants. There is not enough water. It's just for a crazy person living in the city. The inhabitants of the sun live in the countryside because it is natural. And if they have small villages, nothing else. But they must do their studies, come together to study things of nature, dimensions, because they have their faculties awakened. Don't think that they only have their 5 senses. No, they have 12 senses. If we visit them in their astral body, they see us. Even if they walk in their physical body, they see us and can speak to us as if nothing else from dimension to dimension, because they have their clairvoyance, their clairaudience, their telepathy, their intuition, their memory of past lives, everything that the inhabitants of the sun possesses. They have very beautiful but powerful telescope. These gigantic telescopes are called Tezcohanos. That's what they call this telescope. And through them, they can dim our planet to perfection. Not only as a world, but they can see the cities, the villages, the people who live in these cities, houses. And not only that, they can see our aura. You can see the sad state we live in with this telescope called Tezcohanos. Not for curiosity. Not out of curiosity, but to study us scientifically. So they see us as a conflicting world. They don't want any relationship with us because they know we are completely destructive. But they love us and try to help us as much as possible because even that, we don't even have the humility to let ourselves be helped. That's how humanity is. That's how we are all here on planet Earth. In the sun, all this is experienced because it has this very advanced humanity, which is why the ancient sage called solar humanity, a fuel and spiritual humanity, because that is what is experienced there, at the sun. In the sun, we have another surprise, because scientists also studied the famous sunspots. These sunspots have circles, and scientists discovered them in the increase of sunspots every 11 years, he said. There is a cycle of increase in sunspots, but the Russian sage George Lakowski discovered the intimate relationship that exists between sunspots and wars. He found that the higher the sunspot production, the more wars there were on planet Earth. So this relationship that the Russian sage George Lakowski discovered is very interesting, because there is a phenomenon allowed that occurs in our solar system that has a lot to do with the sunspot, and that has a lot to do with the sun. It is called the cosmic solunensis. Our solar system is called Ors, and it travels throughout the universe and has several neighboring solar system, or which remain neighbors at some point in its cosmic journey. Well, this is the case of the sun called Valeoto. The Valeoto sun has its set of planets, but it also has its visitor, like we have the Halley comets, right? Which visit us every 76 years, because it turns out that the Valeoto sun also has a visitor called Solni, but much larger than Halley, which visits our solar system and approaches our planet Earth, enormous, so that when the cosmic Solni approaches our neighbor's sun, Baleoto, then the sun Baleoto, which has its orbit, has its planet in rotation, all this through a mathematical calculation, calculated by their superior intelligence. But if a visitor arrives, it is not calculated, does not come every day. It is an extraordinary situation, and this causes changes. This comet Solny is so big that it forces the sun Baleoto and its planets to increase their electromagnetic tension. They have to increase the electromagnetic force so as not to go out in of their usual path, the orbits. Then there is an electromagnetic tension not only in the Baleoto solar system, but it projects its on its set of planets, and it moves in its environment and enrich our solar system ores. Then, receiving this energy, the solar system ores must also increase its strength. It's like when someone is walking in a very thin place, a fence, for example, and someone comes and kind of pushes them a little bit, so they have to tense up so they don't get out of their way. So our solar system must tense up electromagnetically. Here is a clash of electromagnetic constraints between the forces of the Baleoto sun and the forces of the Earth's sun. This electromagnetic clash of forces produces the spots on the sun, because the sun, as we said, is not a ball of fire. It has its electromagnetic field, its forces. It has its enormous energy, and it sends to all the planets, as we say. So the changes and spots in the corolla of the sun, thus studied, there are the electromagnetic forces increase in response to those of the Baleoto sun. So whenever the approach of comet Solny to the solar system of the sun Baleoto occurs, our sun, called Earth, increases its energy to stay out of its path. This electromagnetic tension is called the solunensis, meaning that it increases the amount of vibration that the sun sends to its planets. The energy of the sun is spiritual. It is a revolutionary, in a good sense, of the revolution of consciousness, of the revolution against our own psychological defects. But when humanity is not prepared like ours, by receiving more energy of the sun, of the custom, it then aspires to revolutionize itself from physical government. Let's see. If any of us received a solunensis right now, why would it help them? Because you already feel the need to eliminate the ego. You already feel the need to help people. You already feel the need to correct yourself psychologically. So now, if a cosmic solunensis arrives now, we will be very prepared, because it will increase all of our spiritual revolutionary aspiration, and if we channel them correctly, we will have a huge impetus for our spiritual development. But people who are not prepared, people who don't have spiritual desires, this energy reaches them, and what will they feel? They need to revolutionize. But against whom? They don't know that the enemy is within, that the ego is the one that causes all evil. So who do we always blame? To the government or to our fathers? Ah, the government, we say. Yes, it is good that in some places the government does not work, but they only charge and collect, and each time they collect more and the work is not seen. Well, we know, but another thing is that let's blame him for everything. Let's blame the government for everything. Even because there is a mosquito there, the government should come and kill the mosquitoes. A cat dies, and the government should save it. A child dying of starvation, the government, the government. Imagine that a solunensis comes and feels the desire for internal revolution. Imagine if we are workers and earn very little for more than 8 tired hours in our daily work, and also that exaggerated taxes and more taxes which have no reason to exist. There are just taxes that you have to pay because you have to contribute to the government, but there are unjust, barbaric taxes too. Imagine the poor worker. We work 8 to 12 hours and then to have a large part of our salary taken away in taxes. We feel oppressed, right? And then with a sanguinarius who comes to pay for the broken dishes? It's the government. Two Sogonentius are recorded in the history of the sunny land of Kemp, that is to say, the ancient Egypt. In one occasion, when a Sogonentius arrived, the people were tired of the ruling class, like many people in the world at the moment. Tired. The government in luxury cars, they were traveling abroad in the workers, and the workers were winning. The same thing happened in ancient Egypt. And a Sogonentius came, because there was a horrible revolution. And he who gathered the most of the eyes of the ruling class into a certain vessel that they described as sacred was going to be the new ruler. Imagine the revolt that was harmed. On the second occasion too, tired of the ruling class, the Sogonentius arrived. They do not know who they need to free themselves from. It is the ego. But they killed the entire ruling class. They did not even respect children. No one. The bodies of the rulers were tied to a hideous metal cable and dragged by beasts into the Nile. These are horrible things that happen because we don't know how to channel this cosmic energy like that of a Sogonentius. When will she come back? When will it come back? We don't know. What we know is that we have to be prepared from now on. Because if it surprises us without being prepared, they will look like wars on all sides. Remember, we are in a new sunspot cycle, and we can also observe that we have conflicts and protests everywhere. It's interesting to observe. Wars never brings anything good. The rich gets rich. The poor gets poorer. That's what happened with wars. What we need better is to revolutionize our consciousness, and when this energy arrives, it favors us. Well, we just talked about the sun. The next planet in this family is, in this solar system, is Mars. Mars is strength, combat, war. It's Mars. As we said, there is life on Mars, and no scientists have shut their mouths. They have already found water. They haven't discovered human life yet, but it really exists. Of course, the inhabitants of Mars do everything possible not to be discovered. They have very advanced technologies. Now we have microcosmic cameras. Look how many of us have developed this technology. How we have cameras everywhere. We go to a mall and they have cameras everywhere. There are cameras the size of a head pin. Well, let's imagine that we will have in a million years. Well, it's more or less what the Martians have in technology right now. Not in time, not a million years, but the advance in technology worth a million years. They are very advanced, so they can perfectly see everything we see in our computers, in our telescopes, in whatever they want. And of course, they try to avoid the human because it's super conflicting. But in any case, water had already been discovered dead there on the planet Mars. Every business works by Martian force, and the ruler of the planet Mars is called Samael. His name means justice, and the ending L means God, giving justice or justice of God. It's like this name translated, that nowadays some rock groups have taken this name because it is no longer the fault of these, the ancient traditions, which always considered him a genius in the same way as Michael, Raphael, Uriel, and all those on which we have commented. He is the ruler of planet Mars, Samael. Mars is related to will, command, armies, war, surgery, forces and forces, cases that involve struggles, etc. The influence of the planet Jupiter, who is generous, he is paternal, it is he who gives the scepter of power to the leaders of for karma or for dharma. Our leaders are for what we deserve. If we want to change the environment, we have to change the individual. If the individual doesn't change, the government doesn't change either. There can be a revolution. We overthrow the government, and then their new ruling class makes us worse, because if the people do not change, the government will not change. The government is the extension of the individual, and Jupiter places the scepter of power according to karma. So, if we are very greedy, very proud, all of that, it will bounce back on the ruler class. And it is also he who gives the meter to religious leaders. Jupiter governs politics. He governs spirituality. He governs mysticism. He is the titan of the heavens, Jupiter. Generosity is linked to Jupiter. The planet Jupiter is therefore generous, paternal, sublime, mystical. The sovereign of this planet is called Sachariel. That is to say, the master of this gigantic world, he is Master Sachariel. Jupiter rules over wealth, poverty, favorable or unfavorable economics, affairs, laws, rights of people, stopped by religion, dignitaries, judge affairs that must do with the laws, etc. And then we continue with Saturn. That is to say, the old man of the centuries, the venerable Saturn, comes to dominate that which is melancholy, that which corresponds to death. Note that Saturn is very interesting because it does not only govern the aspects which come, for example, with the Togol, Bardo Todol, which we spoke about the conference of the dead ray, the dead and its phenomena. The Bardo Todol, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, which tells us about the post-mortem processes, that is to say, after physical death, and these are governed by Saturn. But also, if we understand the Egyptian Book of the Dead or the Book of the Hidden Abode, they will find that what they are ruling, talking about, their concerns, the psychological deaths, which Saturn also governs, that is to say that the death of the self, the death of the for defects, is linked to Saturn. If one wants to be guided in the death of a self, he can ask the ruler of Saturn. The ruler of Saturn is the master Orisfiel. Master Orisfiel governs all the angels of death, just as the angel Gabriel governs all the angels of life. The angel of life are ruled by Gabriel, and the angel of death are ruled by the venerable master Orisfiel, who is the ruler of Saturn, and can help us in many things related to the death of the ego. If someone in meditation calls him and asks for divorce, of course the guidance can come to us depending on the dissolution of the psychological aggregate. He also reigns over land issues. He also reigns over karma and action. There is karma that is on hold, on pause. It's like the letter that we sign. We are lent money and we sign a letter, a mission letter. We will pay in 20 years, or we are going to pay in 2 months or in 4 weeks. There we sign the letter. We have a lot of karmic debts that we have to pay. But the karma which is in action, which is unfolding currently, this karma is directed by Master Orisfiel. Saturn, the environment we live in, practical life, karma in action, the sword of justice reaching us from heaven. Mothers of God, roots, lands, houses, properties, prisons, debts, etc. As we can observe, dear friends, The universe is made in the likeness of what? Of man, and man is made of the likeness of the universe. If you learn to follow the order of the universe in your life, you will see how everything around you improves significantly. For example, many of us are very vain, proud, like a peacock, self-centered, self-sufficient, arrogant. We have one of these things, or all of us together, and then we don't know how to live like planets, like what we mentioned right now. We don't know how to live because we want to correct the parents, the hierarchies that exist. There are hierarchies in the government, in the spiritual realm, in the atom. So there must be a direction, an order, and we don't want to obey it. We want to go beyond it. And then problems arise, conflicts, discussion comes. It's because we don't know how to act like the universe. If we were to imitate this order that we talked about, the moon around the earth around the sun around another larger group, which is Alcyone. Alcyone with many others, thousands of constellations around the Sun Sirius. The Sun Sirius as the center of our galaxy, with other galaxies around the center, Sun or Polar Sun, which is the center of our universe. If someone learned to see this and applied it in the future, applied to their way of being, of living, of feeling, it will change our life for the better. Well, that's our topic for today. Dear friends, we talk about the universe, the sun, and the solar nexus. We're going to recommend the lecture, The Truth About the Sun. It is a lecture which, in our portal, in the lecture section, for advanced students, there is the necklace of the Buddha and the esoteric treatise on Hermetic astrology. There you have to the bibliography to study. All right? Dear friends, thank you so much for being with us. May the peace of your intimate reign rule in your heart.